I know it's been a while since I shot an episode. Shit, man, I've just been kind of taking like a mental break from everything, honestly. But I'm back on my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to get back on shooting because there's a whole lot of shit that's been going on that I've been like waiting to talk about. But I felt like I just wanted to build a lot of shit up, you know what I'm saying? So let me, you know, let's get started. Let's get started on the fan favorite TV show, Euphoria. Euphoria was crazy. Like, that Sunday was wild. Euphoria came out. The Raiders played. Klay Thompson came back. Raiders ended up winning. Klay Thompson ended up, they ended up winning. And then Euphoria. Let me just tell y'all. How y'all just gonna drop? Like, okay, bro, I get it. Like, they want to drop week to week, but like, bro, drop that bitch all at once so we could binge watch it like 6-7 times, not having us wait a week. Cause we watched fucking Nate get his head beat in, and we had to wait a whole fucking week. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. Nate deserved every punch that nigga Fesco was giving him. Let me explain why, because he was on that bullshit. He thought he was Mr. Untouchable because his daddy is who his daddy is. And you know what? And yeah, he got his shit handed to him. That's what you get for having Fed's house get raided by cops. Like, I don't think, like, he understood, like, who he was fucking with, because, like, niggas like Fez, he was one of those people like, I ain't finna come looking for you, bruh. But when I see you, it's smoke. So that's what he did to that nigga Nate. Nate caught them hands, boy. And then, you know. And then prior to it, you know, like, you got Cassie over here fucking Nate. Like, bruh, like, we starting the season off like this. Rue almost dying. Like, bruh, it was wild. It was a wild first episode. Episode 2 came out the other day, and that man Nate like woke up from like his ass whooping coma, and bro, like, it's crazy because I think he really is in love with Cassie, but he can't because he's in love with Maddie. And so like, Maddie gonna catch Cassie on some slick shit, because what's funny is somebody just pointed it out on TikTok that when she took her underwear off, she threw them in the back seat. Now, don't tell me this nigga Nate finna go pick up Maddie without checking his back seat first, cause boy, Maddie gonna know who underwear that is, and we just gonna watch it all unfold. I ain't gonna lie to you though, Cassie deserved to get her ass beat. I mean, we was covering for her and shit, but I think it's over with. Now the relationship we are rooting for is Fez and Lexi. That's the relationship I want to see on TV. Like, that nigga Lexi just gets butterflies every time she sees Fez, bro. Like, that shit's actually kind of dope to see, like, a realized love story on TV. Like, and we all really invested in that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like they didn't give Lexi her TV time last season, and it was okay because I knew this season they was gonna give it to her. And I hope that season she tell her sister to shut the fuck up, because Cassie over here sprung off a nigga Nate, and Nate only hit him on her one time. That bitch is crazy. She needs to get her stanky ass in the shower too, bro. I swear she didn't have blood. Her mama even said, when the last time you showered? She probably still ain't showered. Putting on all that goddamn deodorant in the bathroom. Bitch, go get in the bath. You know you a little musty. You a little sweaty. Go ahead and stop trying to look cute. Take your ass to that gym locker room and go take a shower, and then throw your clothes back on. Shit. But Euphoria 2 is just, I mean, episode 2, season 2 is just insane. Episode 2, wild. We get Kyle's story next. And yeah, I'm really invested to see his backstory, because that nigga's a weirdo. I mean, I ain't gonna judge for what he be doing. You feel me? Like, do you, my guy? But Yeah, bro, please make it make sense. Now, the only time I be rooting for Nate is when Nate be checking his weird ass sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cal gonna ask that nigga, why was it that you get beat up by a drug dealer? Nigga, because of you? In reality, it really wasn't because of him. He was just trying to blackmail Jules and fucking with Rue. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, I'm sure they knew what they was capable of. And Nate was on some ho shit. And Fez warned that nigga, bruh. He said, I'm gonna kill you. Told that nigga straight to his face. I promise you, bruh, if McKay didn't pull Fez off of Nate, Nate would have been in a coma. So, Euphoria, like I said, Euphoria is one of the top tier shows out right now, bro. And if you actually, like, if you're a real film head like I am, you notice that the show is literally shot in film. Like, that shit is insane to me, bro. Like, you know how much money that is to be shooting a whole TV series in film? Bruh. It just, I don't know, bro. Like, I think that's one of the craziest things that someone's, like, they've ever done. And I never really, like, I paid attention to it, but I never really, like, expressed it because, like, how good of it is right now. Like, you could just see how good that show is on film. Like, it's crazy. But yeah, bro, if you're not watching Euphoria, bro, please start watching that shit. Because, bro, like, you're missing monumental moments with everybody else who's watched it. Like, bro, we waited 2 years for this shit to drop. Next year, they better not be playing no games, bro. They better drop that shit next year. We ain't finna be waiting another 2 years for this show. By that point, them niggas gonna be, like, 45 and shit. But that's my Euphoria shit. And, you know, I wanted to give a cool little shout-out to Mac Miller because, you know, my favorite artist's birthday was yesterday. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. It's crazy, man. Like, he was going to be 30. I think that's still one of the craziest deaths like I've ever been sad for. Because I was actually going to go on his swimming tour before I went to Florida that year. And, like, I was just waiting on tickets to drop. And then, like, I get the news, like, he died. And, that shit fucked me up, man, because it's like, bro, like, you supposed to be lead, like, he was, bro, I don't know, man, Mac was supposed to still be here, bro, that's all I gotta say, bro, because ain't nobody, bro, like, I love to see artists' music evolve, like, his music evolved really well, Tyler, Creator's music evolved really well. I talk about this shit a lot because it's like, I see a lot of growth in Tyler too that I was seeing in Mac in their music. And like, Divine the Feminine by Mac had no business being that fucking fire. Like, bro, Divine the Feminine and, I gotta do it right. The Divine Feminine, an album by Mac Miller. No, I gotta do it right. And then Igor. Igor was one of Tyler's greatest albums, too. And then he dropped Call Me When You Get Lost. Pfft. Nick, that shit is a whole banger, bro. But, you know, bro, it's crazy to see that Mac's not here anymore because, bro, I know that man was gonna come with some heat. You know what I'm saying? And, like, his last project they dropped, it was good. But it's, like, it's not how he probably wouldn't have wanted it. You know, and it's like, it sucks, but, you know, we ain't gonna complain about it. Like, it's more music from Mac, you know what I'm saying? So, just want to give a birthday shout out to my guy, because, fuck, man, that was really one of my favorite artists. And, you know, I had got his tattoo on his birthday, so, I got his kids tattoo. Kids is one of my favorite mixtapes from Mac. That was my first album I've ever listened to him on. My cousin Jacob put me on him. He was like, bro, listen to Mac, I think you'll like him. And he played Senior Skip Day. We were on my way to my sister's birthday party. And yeah, he was like, listen to this album. I was like, bet. and or the mixtape, and you know, we was bumping that shit, and then it had Outside. Bro, Outside is one of my favorite songs. Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza, like, bro was really spitting. And then Senior Skip Day, we had that shit. That was really one of my favorite songs as well. Because, like, towards the year of me graduating high school, like, we used to play the fuck out of Senior Skip Day. Like, that shit was a banger back then. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That man, Max Music, did numbers for everybody, and we truly miss that man. You know what I'm saying? There's never gonna be another him, bro. And I hope, like, when my kids grow up, I hope they find their Mac Miller, bro. Because when they find an artist that's, like, really, like, there for them, or, like, you know, there for them in, like, music-wise and shit like that, I can't wait for them to, like, show their pure joy for that artist that they really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, it's just something special about that shit, man. Like, it's so crazy, too, because, like, I'll be, like, on Twitter, and you could just talk to everybody that's a Mac Miller fan, and you just, like, it's crazy reading some of the comments. Like, some of the people be like, oh, like, Max Music saved my life, and, you know, like, seeing shit like, that shit is, like, being from an artist standpoint and seeing that, bro, like, you know how, like, happy that probably would have made him, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like in any artist, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hearing that from people, like, it saved them, you know. So it's just like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy how the world is. And like, people would talk about, like, oh, like, I remember where I was when I heard this song and this song, you know. And it's so cool to me, bro. Like, I fuck with it. Like, you know, the craziest thing, like, I remember where I heard Divine the Feminine. I was doing Amazon, and I was like, oh, Mac dropped a new album. And so, bro, as I'm doing Amazon, I'm bumping this bitch loud as hell doing my deliveries. I love doing Amazon was lit, though, back then. So I was, nobody in my ear, bro. I was just always just doing my shit. And I remember just listening to that shit, like, bumping it hard. And he did Planet Goddamn with Nzoma. And, bro, like, that album was just too crazy, bro. Like, too insane. I had texted Bree, and I was like, bro, you gotta listen to that album. Like, that shit is hit. I remember I was listening to Break the Law heading to Roseville. You know what I'm saying? Or not Break the Law, Good AM. Like, I remember, it's crazy, like, where I was at, and I remember, like, specifics, like, where I was listening to his music at for the first time. So it was cool, but, you know what I'm saying? It just sucks, man. That guy's not here anymore. So, you know, rest in peace to Mac, man, and happy heavenly birthday. But yeah, no, man, it's been a crazy week, honestly. You know, first time me seeing my Raiders in playoffs since 2003. Nah, capping 2016. Yeah, it was nice to see them there. Honestly, the chaos that we've been through that year, bro, insane that we even made it to playoffs. And I can't even be mad. Like, when we lost, bro, I couldn't even be mad. I could not be mad at all, bro. Because we weren't supposed to be there, so I can't wait for what the future holds for the Raiders next season. I hope it, you know, we go crazy next season and shock the world. We're going to do it, though. I got faith in the Raiders, bro. I'm not getting my tattoo until, like, I see us make, like, a deep run in playoffs. Nah, I'm capping. I'm definitely going to get that shield soon. No cap. I got to get that tattooed on me. No cap. We bleed silver and black. We got to, you know. But, yeah, man. I just been trying to focus on my mental health, man. Like, since I had, like, COVID, man, like, or got sick, pretty much had a cold, bro, it was just, like, weird, like, I'd be having, like, the weirdest fucking dreams, and and just be like, I just be crazy thinking, bro, and I'm just trying to like get back into the groove of shit. So that's probably, that's a real, another reason why I haven't been doing my shit though, bro, because like I really want to like focus on getting my shit back in order. I mean, it's in order, but I want it to be like 10 times in order. I don't know, man. I just want to get my, I'm just, you know, trying to prepare myself. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going to take a break from this or nothing or anything. I'm going to still continue to drop video. I mean, excuse me, not videos. You know what I mean? Audios. But I do have old clips too, like old podcasts that I might just drop. I'm going to just say, fuck it. At the time I wanted to drop them, but then I was just like, nah, I'm not going to drop this. But like when days, like I don't feel like shooting, I'm going to just drop them. I have like at least like 7 or 8 episodes that I have not dropped. So I'm definitely going to get into that soon. Yeah. Oh, another thing too, bro. Like, if you're a real scream head, like I am, bro, please go see the new Scream. That's all I'm going to tell you, bro, because I'm not going to ruin it for nobody. That I honestly had to see, like, that was the most brutal shit I've seen in a Scream franchise movie in a long fucking time. And I think Scream 2 was kind of like that. But Scream 5 was, like, over the fucking top. Killing, like, that shit was crazy, bro. I advise y'all to go see that shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, I'm going to be back on this, bro. I promise y'all. Like, I appreciate y'all who still listening shit. Like I said, I'm still trying to get people on this shit. So, whenever I get somebody on here, bro, it's going to be, I'm going to let y'all know it's going to be, like, an hour or 45-minute episode. So, if you really fuck with podcasts, y'all going to be really listening to this shit. So, just be prepared for that. And I'm definitely finna get back into my photography as well. So if you're in the Washington area, region, or like in California, tap in with your boy. I do photos. Like, I fuck with my photos, bro. Like, I'm getting back into the swing of things. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited for what 2022 is gonna hold for me, bro. It's crazy, too, because I was talking to my dad about it, and this is crazy. Like, I don't know where y'all get your advice from, but I get my advice from my mom and my dad. I get the street knowledge from my dad and then, like, kind of book smart from my mom. But my mom kind of like both. Kind of. Sort of. Like both. But she, you know, like, I'll get the knowledge I need from her, and I'll get the street knowledge I get from my dad. I'm not saying my dad don't, you know, that book smart knowledge either, but he be putting me on game, too. Both of them do. So, my dad told me the other day, he was like, it's crazy to say this, bro, but you your own worst enemy. And, like, when he told me that, I was like, damn, because, like, I've heard that before, but it was, like, different hearing it from him. So, like, him telling me that, I was just like, yeah, you know what, bro, like, I gotta make that change. And you gotta do that change for yourself. Like, I wanna do it for myself. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, where I'm living is the worst depression state, but, like, I feel like I need to make that move. I need to start something new. I got to start moving and, like, making I got to make these moves, bro, and no one's going to hand them to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to truly do it, and like I said, I'm going to do that shit, bro. Like, from here, what is it, the 21st, Friday, January 21st, bro. I'm going to come back to this episode or come back and listen to this episode and be like, damn, I told y'all I was going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all have that same fucking mindset, man. Straight up, bro. You your own fucking worst enemy, bro. You your own critic. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get past yourself to make yourself great. And I'm going to do that, bro. Like, I feel like I've always put myself down a lot. And I feel like in being a male, a black male at that, it's difficult, bro. Because, like, we've been through so much. And, like, and I kind of understand why a lot of black men, they keep their emotions to themselves, bro. Because, like, we don't know, like, I do now, but, like, we don't know how to express our emotions. And if we do, we get, you know, like, it's a sign of weakness if we do. And we got to change that mindset. You know what I'm saying? Especially for the black community. Because, man, I was just reading a statistic the other day, bro. And, like, men are the most suicidal. Is the most suicidal rate out of women. And it's insane to say, bro, because, like, I was just having this conversation that the reason why a lot of men, like, they hold everything in, men like to hold a lot of shit in and then, like, explode at the worst fucking time. And it's just, like, a million fucking things going on in their head. And, you know, and some, you know, like, it sucks, man. I hate talking about suicide, but it truly sucks, bro. And I never wish nobody. I hope, like, bro, like, if you think about that shit, bro, please get the help y'all need, man. Because, you know, like, bro, like, there's a lot of people that love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And men and women, not just men, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, bro, like, if you really truly feel down, bro, like I said, bro, y'all can hit me, bro. Like, my homie Anna hit me, and I barely talk to Anna. Shout out to Anna. I talk to Anna every now and again, but, like, she just randomly called me, and I answered. And I was just sitting there giving her advice. You know what I'm saying? I'm just that type of person, bro. Like, I'll just answer to make sure you're straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I hate seeing people sad, bro. I hate seeing us go through this struggle, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie, bro. We're all struggling. As a whole unit, we're all struggling right now. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And because, like, I would tell my mom all the time, like, Mom, like, I'm really, like, stressed out. She was like, you're not the only one. Trust and believe. Like, COVID stressed everyone out. You know, so get the help y'all need, man. Talk to somebody, man. Get that knowledge. Get that advice, bro. I promise you. You know? It's going to be great. 2022 is going to be great for everybody. And I hope everyone starts their year off right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can't wait for what the future holds for me. And by the way, I'm about to be fucking 28 this year. 10-year... My bro, what's wild is my 10-year reunion is this year. Bro, goddamn. It's so crazy, though, because, like I said, I still talk to all the homies and shit or see them on Facebook. That's really why I only got a Facebook, to see what everyone's up to. It sucks, though, too, because it's, like, I was reading, like, our little post or whatever, and, yeah, a few of the homies that, like, I knew, like, aren't going to be there, unfortunately, because they passed away. And I knew, rest in peace, Des and Kayla, because, like, I knew Kayla passed away, like, I think after we graduated, and then Des, she kind of just passed away, like, a few years ago, which is crazy, bro, because it's crazy to say that, because I spoke to Des, I want to say, a few months before she passed away, and I was just sitting there, like, damn, bro, like, that shit is sad as fuck, bro, like, oh, it's just so many to me, bro. Like, people our age dying. And I would never forget my dad always telling me. He was like, when you get older, you're going to start seeing, like, like, a lot of people you know pass away. And, like, I knew what I was, you know, it's part of life. And, like, you know, when he told me that as a kid, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Bro, like, a lot of the people I knew, bro, just passed away. And that shit sucks. Deadass sucks, bro. So, you know, rest in peace to all the people that I knew and, you know, like, and went to Deer Valley and graduated with our class, man, and shit, man, it sucks. You know, it truly does suck, bro. But yeah, man, I just thought I'd drop a little cool little episode right now. What month are we in? Oh, we're in January. Shit. I'm honestly gonna bring this in March to Texas in April to California. So if you want to get on a podcast while I'm in fucking California, bro, y'all, I promise y'all better hit me, bro, because I ain't playing no games, bro. And you know I don't be having whip in California, so don't even ask me to pull up. Don't ask me to pull up. Y'all better come swoop if y'all want to be on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited to go home and get some, and get some shit, some videos with the homies from back home. Then Texas, I'm just going to have, like, my extended family join it, which is going to be pretty cool. So, thought I'd drop this episode and, you know, let y'all know what's going down. But like I said, man, keep y'all heads up. January is here. We got 11 months left, bro. Make something out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I believe in every last one of y'all, bro. Like, and even me now. We gonna do something great, and I can't wait. So, y'all have a good night. It's too fucking late, and I need to go to bed. So, y'all have a good night.